Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Aisling Keenan, and this is Private Education.
And we are recording.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Andrea's over there. I'm Aisling, your host. We are... we're very grateful for your listens last week. It was a great episode, I think you'll agree.
Are we allowed to say that? Listen, self-praise.
We're saying it. Self-praise is no praise.
Ah, it is.
What was I going to say? Yes, what I was going to say was, I am coming into you with a bit of info... Just an FYI, before we launch into today's episode, which, as you will know from the title, is things you can't say in a fight, or not that you can't, but things you probably shouldn't say in a fight. I want to start by just giving you a little bit of info about lube. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
She's not ready. She was taken by surprise because I did not tell her.
I wasn't warned. I was trying to be positive.
I did not tell her I was going to talk about lube, but I am. I did not know this. I should have known. I'm a dope for not knowing. But lube goes out of date.
Have you got a story you want to share?
No. I don't. No stories. None. But I do want to say...
A public health warning?
Public health warning.
Check your lube.
Check your lube. It goes out of date and can, you know...
Cause problems.
Go out of date and cause issues. So... We're moving on. No, actually, I do want to say, though, if you happen to run out of lube, there are a couple of things that are safe in that might be in your household that you can use as lube. Now, a couple of them aren't compatible with condoms, but I'm going to let you know about the ones that are and that aren't. Coconut oil.
Yeah.
Can be used as a lube.
Mm-hmm.
Safe.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pure, natural, organic coconut oil. I'm not talking about like some kind of salad dressing that contains coconut oil.
Spray oil.
No, I'm talking about like the solid stuff that melts down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be used as lube. However, it is oil, and oil and latex. Oil wears down latex, basically.
Okay.
So you can't use that as, it's unreliable. It'll be effective as lube, but it's unreliable with condoms.
Absolutely beautiful smell as well. Oh, I love coconut.
Absolutely. Your vag would just smell like the tropics.
Malibu vag.
What did you say?
Malibu vag.
Malibu vag. Oh my god, Malibu vag. Great, love that for us.
Okay.
The next one is almond oil as well. But the thing with that is, it's oil. So
yeah,
careful. It works, but not with condoms. So bear that in mind. Aloe vera.
What?
Yeah. So once it's pure aloe vera can be used. In fact, aloe vera is an ingredient in
a lot of
lubes, particularly like organic or
that kind of one,
you know,
because it's so water, like it's water based,
and yeah, so aloe vera can be used, and that is, I think that's fine with, I think that's compatible with latex
because I think it's water based, so I think that's why,
so that's fine. And then the other one, I mean, look, we're this is a last resort, but your own spit.
Oh. I did, again, like, listener, I did not see that coming.
Listen, it's not ideal. It is not ideal. But we've all seen it. We've all seen it happen in films. We've all seen it happen on television. It is not... Listen, if there's one thing in your household that's readily available and free and is not going to cause irritation to your vagina or to someone else's bits...
Or to cause a wreak havoc with a condom.
Or to wreak havoc with a condom. It's your own spit. Can I also say...
Yeah.
Spit is not sufficient for anal lubrication. Your anus does not self-lubricate like your vagina does.
Ah, yes.
Therefore, spit is insufficient.
Okay.
And that does not come from personal experience. I know it sounds like it did. But
this whole talk sounds like it came from personal experience.
No, I promise it didn't. I promise. I know it sounds that way, but it didn't. I want
top
to
tips.
Bring the lube news to the nation. I want Listen, you to know.
Check and the date.
Check the date in your lube.
And get resourceful if you have to.
If you're stuck. No. By all means, if you check the date in your lube and you're not mid-ride, if you're caught on the hop and you're like, oh, we need lube. Coconut oil, grand. No, what I want you to do is go now. When you're in, it's the middle of the day. Check on your lube. Check the date. If it's out of date, throw it in the bin. And the next time you're in the pharmacy, buy some more.
Great.
Right?
Great.
Moving on. Things you can't say in a fight. Oh. Andrea Jane Doyle, let's talk. There's a lot you can't say in a fight. There is a lot you can't say. And over the course of many fights, I've discovered some of them.
Same.
You want to start? What's your first one?
Okay. Let me have a little look here.
We've both made lists.
Ah, really good one is, so I find often when I get myself riled up about something, I think of all the other things that have ever riled me up. So it can be very easy to lose sight of the reason why you're trying to fight someone.
Yes.
And you throw absolutely everything they've ever, every slight, every miniature thing they've ever done comes out, and you're just like, and another thing.
Rehashing the past. Don't do it in a fight.
Bringing absolutely everything up. Bringing up the past, or just trying to find evidence as to why it's okay that you're fighting them.
Yeah, we forgot to start this. I mean, it should be kind of implied, really, but we're referencing when you're in a fight with your romantic partner here.
Oh, yeah.
So your boyfriend, your girlfriend, yeah. your husband, your wife, your whatever.
Whoever it is. Again, before we get too much further in.
Some of these might be relevant for, you know, other fights. But
disagreements are normal. You know, I think conflict, healthy.
Conflict is great.
And it's healthy. You know, you learn, you move on, you grow.
You learn, yeah.
But to have constructive conflict,
you don't want to say that is such a thing. You don't want to.
We're going to tell you how to encourage that and the things to avoid so that you don't just start slinging mud.
Yeah. And so that you don't just go, like, get started to fight and then 2 minutes later,
yeah,
and no one talks to each other for 4 days.
Yeah.
Because that's not communication.
No.
Conflict, good. Not talking to each other or calling each other names or all these things that we're about to list.
Bad.
Not great.
And listen, the veil slips sometimes. Oh, we all do it.
We all do. Listen, hello.
Hiya.
Bringing up the past. Expert. Yeah. Expert level. Go on. So bringing up when you're having a fight with someone, basically stick to the topic at hand.
Stick to the topic. Yeah.
Keep on topic.
Yeah.
If there's
objection, Your Honor. Objection. Relevance.
Yes. Objection. Relevance. We've all seen that a lot lately with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
So.
Objection. Relevance.
Yeah. Absolutely. So just trying to keep to the facts at hand, trying to resolve. Generally, you're probably going to have a fight because you're trying to resolve a disagreement of some kind, or, you know, move past something. Just stick to that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be bringing up things they did before. Don't be bringing up other things that maybe. The other thing that I'd advise you not to do is other things that upset you that you never brought up before. Or that you were like,
that's
absolutely driving me up the wall today.
No,
or you left your socks there. Or you don't just decide to include that. Don't gather and dump.
No. This is not a Rolling Stone gathering no moss. Or is it? Gather no moss. Don't you be gathering moss.
Don't be
bringing more moss to the fight.
No.
My first one on the list is sarcasm.
Ah.
Maybe I am speaking from personal experience here.
Yeah.
Because there's a tendency sometimes to be like, oh yeah, I'm never wrong, and I'm blah, blah, you know, and to be the most sarcastic, salty bitch there ever was.
I've been known now
to be a bit of a sarcastic.
To be a bit of a sarcastic, salty.
So-and-so.
Yeah.
It's not great. Sarcasm is not great.
No.
It's
a defense mechanism.
It is a defense mechanism. And it also might be you throwing your weight around a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Trying to be like the big man. Like trying to be a bit like, this fight is not bothering me so much that I'm able to formulate some sarcasm.
Yeah.
It might be you trying to be like, well, I'm fine with this because look how I'm taking it with a pinch of salt and being trying to be funny.
I'm being salty.
Don't do it.
At the same time, don't do it.
kind of related. So my next one is kind of related to your one with the like bringing things up from the past. Yeah. The words always and never.
Oh, yeah.
In a fight.
Sweeping generalizations.
Yeah. So say you're fighting about someone. So say I'm arguing with my husband because there is... Now, I mean, this would not bother me enough to warrant a fight, but say there was hair in the shower drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you always leave hair in the shower drain.
Yeah.
Well, that's not factually correct at all.
Yeah. No.
You don't always.
No.
Occasionally he does.
Occasionally.
And it's not, it's neither here nor there whether, like, always is a very big statement. Likewise, never. You never take the bins out on time.
Yeah.
You never respect my opinion. You never listen to me when I talk. Whatever yeah. the never is or whatever the always is, chances are they're very big statements.
Huge.
And they might feel accusatory to your partner.
Definitely. And you're kind of slipping back into the... It never and always implies an evidence base.
Totally.
So you're trying to be like...
It implies like that you've got a spreadsheet and you're about to whip it out and show them.
Wait, and I tell you the amount of times.
Yeah.
We've gone over the 95% threshold. I can make this a never or an always.
Yes.
No, you can't. And again, keep it on topic. This isn't about the other times the drain was blocked. This isn't about the fact that the house stunk because the bins didn't go out last week.
Yeah.
This is about the argument at hand.
This is about now. Yeah.
Stay here. Stay with me in the present.
Stay in the present. Don't be giving me always and never.
No.
What's your next one?
It's pretty nuclear. Threatening to cheat.
Oh, Jesus. That is nuclear.
So just be...
So sorry. What? Give me an example.
I've never threatened anyone that I was going to cheat, personally.
I don't think I have either. Like, imagine being in a fight with someone and you, like your partner, your long-term love, and being like, I am so going to bone your mates.
Yeah.
If you don't. like what?
No, I think it's so more... Weird. I think it's more, you know, like... So let's say the argument has come up around, could be another person, you know, that kind of way. It could be like, you spend an awful lot of time talking to this person. You spend an awful lot of time talking to that person. When accusations are thrown around, the one thing you don't want to retaliate with, similar to sarcasm, is,
well, maybe I will. Yes.
Maybe I will. Okay. Maybe I have. Maybe I do.
Right.
So. No.
what I'm hearing is if the argument at hand is about a jealousy of someone else.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you're fighting with your partner and you're being like, so what's the story with you checking out your...
Who's this person?
The librarian.
Yeah.
And them being like, what? I didn't check out the librarian. And they're like, well, I saw you looking at her. And they're like, well... And then you're fighting. And then they're like, well, maybe I fucking will sleep with the librarian.
Yeah, never a good idea.
No.
No.
That... No.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't. Stay away.
Stay away from that librarian.
Absolutely not.
My next one is saying the phrase, calm down.
Oh.
Don't you tell me to calm down.
Yeah.
Saying the word calm down in the middle of a fight, which is not calm, admittedly, is like pouring gasoline onto a raging inferno.
Yeah.
And expecting it to go out.
Like... What do you think is going to happen when you're in a rage? What, like put yourself in the person's shoes.
They're in such a state that they're
that you're feeling the need.
They're not calm. They're, you know, heightened. They're maybe angrier than they might normally be.
Yeah. And you think the best way, and we've all experienced situations.
Diffuse that situation
is to remind them of the fact that they're not calm by asking them to calm down.
No.
I just think a better way, there's other ways that you can encourage calmness and people to calm down. You can say things, you can start lowering your tone.
Yeah.
You can start speaking.
Speaking quieter.
Speaking quieter.
You can start being a bit more, or you could even say something like, will we take a little break?
Yeah. Let's pause this.
Let's go and get a snack and come back and talk about this when we are a little more relaxed or whatever it is. Don't be like, will you calm down?
Or you need to relax.
No. And I mean that both ways. I'm thinking of me trying to say that to someone else.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Don't say to someone, could you calm down, please? It's you're talking down to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're potentially embarrassing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, I find a lot of the time, if I have a fight with my husband, I tend to get quite emotional. Now, I'm not very emotional. You know me. I'm not much for crying.
No.
I'm not. I don't get very emotional day to day. But if I'm having a fight with my husband, it sometimes frustrates me. So I do get emotional. I cry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so annoying because I don't want to cry. I want to remain calm. But I can't. I can't control it in those situations.
It's just a reaction to the situation that's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's literally just a reaction. So if he was to tell me to calm down.
Oh.
It
would actually be very upsetting.
It's counterintuitive. Yeah. The opposite would happen. Mm-hmm. The literal opposite would happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
14 minutes. Sorry, I just have to. Pretty odd. Right, I'm grand. So yeah, like the opposite would happen. I would not calm down, and likewise, me telling my husband to calm down. I mean, it's just not something you say. It's inevitably going to upset or hurt or cause. It'll be inflammatory.
It will.
I think
it will. And I think another thing to thinking about how to not inflame a situation that's already potentially heated is throwing around insults.
That's the next one on your list. Jesus Christ. Like, do not start name calling.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And it's
the temptation is there, though. Let's be honest. Listen,
when you're charged and the fight's afoot.
Sometimes all you want to do is call them a prick bastard.
Any of the, yeah, both.
Both? All of it. The above. There's so many, there's so much temptation there.
Just the rage to like start name calling.
Or not even name calling, but like cursing, using expletives.
Yeah, because that brings it to another, that brings it to a level.
A different level.
Yeah, it does. It really heats it up.
Yeah. So name calling, not advised, I'm going to say.
Avoid. Try, and again, just try and keep it to the what you're falling out for.
I would say, for me, well, this is the next one on my list.
Okay.
Saying it's fine. Like, and I don't just mean the phrase it's fine, but being like, no, it's fine. Like, just never mind. And just shutting down, basically.
Ah.
And not shutting down, but like minimizing whatever it is that you're having the fight about. So say there's a fight on and you're back and forth and back and forth. Mm-hmm. Then one of you just gets fed up and goes, do you know what? It's fine.
And that actually goes for either person.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem and you can't be, like if you bring up a problem and you go, do you know what? Actually, this is really a problem for me. And then you're in the fight and then the other person is just fighting back at you and you're like, actually, do you know what? It doesn't matter.
It's fine. Yeah, totally. That's what I mean. Backing down from, because sometimes when you're having a fight, you want to have it.
As in
when I'm, if I bring something up and I'm like, here, this is a problem for me.
Mm.
And then a fight happens and it's going back and forth, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then you just get to a point where you're like, I actually don't have the energy for this.
I wish I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just go, it's fine. And then you're like, the fight ends or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not good because you don't feel heard. They're riled up for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's not, there's no resolution there.
This is it.
So just backing down.
For the sake of backing down,
for the sake of an easy life, only essentially all you're doing is putting off an even bigger fight, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because inevitably what's going to happen there is you say it's fine, then you go off and ruminate a bit for a while, and then you come back a few days later and the thing that you're having the fight over still exists, of course.
Yeah.
Because you haven't resolved it, you haven't come to a conclusion.
Mm.
So therefore you have to fight again. And this time it's probably bigger.
Yeah. Because you're gonna be basing it off the previous fight and the fight you're just in.
In fact, I recall not very long ago starting a fight with. Do you remember the other day I said that was grand?
Oh wow!
Well, it wasn't, listener. It was not grand.
I can tell.
No, but I did. I literally was like, do you remember the other day I said that was fine and that was okay? I didn't mean that. That was not fine.
That was neither fine nor okay. And listen, we all change our minds.
We do. I didn't, you know what? I didn't change my mind. I just put you my decision down on hold, and I backed down because I wasn't in the humor.
Yeah.
And then I had to go and, you know, face it again head on. And trust me when I say I'd much rather have done it in the first time round.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah. You would, wouldn't you? Get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. That was very Dublin of you, Dre.
Get it out.
Sorry. What's your next one?
Anything that, so saying anything just to win the fight, just throwing
like
everything and anything.
Yeah, like can't come back from this statement.
Exactly.
Like something like, yeah, well, you cheated on me in 1992, so there.
It's like a mic drop moment.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're not actually resolving the problem or you're just throwing out the issue.
Essentially, you're just saying, shut up.
Yeah, you're just trying to win it. You're just literally trying to win.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that is it. Essentially, if you're having a fight for the sake of moving forward and trying to resolve something, that's not going to get you anywhere. Saying things just for the win is no good. Now, at the same time, we've all had those moments 3 days later when you're in the shower and you're like,
I should have said that. Do you know what that's called? Fun fact.
Is it called fun fact?
No.
What's it called?
No, that sensation. Sorry, this is me having such a nerd moment. I'm such a loser for even having this awareness in my mind. That thing of, you know, when you're in a fight with someone and then you don't know the right thing to say, and then a couple of days later you're like, oh, that's what I should have said. That is called an esprit d'escalier, which is a French word meaning, I think it means to like ascend the stairs or to
that's what it means, yeah.
Or something along those lines. Maybe not ascend, but it's something to do with stairs. And basically it's like arriving at the most perfect thing to say 2 days later or whatever. There you go. That's a fun fact.
I love that.
But sorry, that was me being Susie Dent for a minute there, which by the way is my aspiration in life.
Is to be Susie Dent?
Yeah, basically.
All right.
She's the word girl on Countdown for anyone who isn't familiar with Susie.
I love her word of the day.
She also has, she's so salty with the words of the day on Twitter.
I know, she's great.
But she also has a podcast called Something Rhymes with Purple. She has that podcast with Giles Brandreth and it's my favourite podcast apart from Private Education.
What's it about?
Words. It's literally just about words.
Oh, you must nerd.
It's about etymology and...
out.
Oh my god, it's like,
that's amazing.
That's my sex podcast.
Yes. That's where you get your kicks.
Basically. What were you saying?
We were talking about not just saying things for the win.
Saying things to win. Okay. But like, give me an example here. So like,
exactly as you said, when I think about this, I think about just shutting them
just
down.
Just being like, well, you just did this.
Leaving them
stand for
it. Do that kind of way. So like, exactly. So, well, you... as you said, you cheated on me in 1993.
And that's it.
And then it's like,
and they can't come back.
Got me.
Like, that's unfair. Like, that's not fair on your partner.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Because that's not what the issue at hand. That's not the issue at hand.
Well, it's not the issue at hand. But, like, you can't... Well, first of all, like, as we discussed, dragging things up from the past is not a great idea.
No.
A. But B... like, people make huge, huge, huge mistakes. That doesn't mean that they can never make a small error ever again.
Yeah.
Lest this giant mistake be reused to, like, finish every argument. Like,
exactly.
That's not fair at all.
And it kind of comes into, like, a segue, if you will, into the next one on my list, which is ultimatums.
Ultimatums. Don't do that in an argument.
No.
What? Like, as in, you're fighting away and they say, if you say one more word, I'm going to break up with you. That type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or if you don't do this.
If you don't do this, I'm not going to do that.
No, that's not fair.
No. Or only if you do this this happen.
Not fair, but also dangerous, because imagine they were like, fine, I'm off, or whatever.
Could you imagine?
Because if you give someone an ultimatum, you're basically
choose this
testing
or that.
Them. Yeah, you're putting it up to them. You're like, here, either this happens or I'm out of here, or either this happens or this. And what if they're just like, well, Grant, I don't want your stupid ultimatum. See you later. It could backfire.
And it's just not.
It's a risk.
I don't know why it would boil down to this or that. No compromise.
It shouldn't.
No, that's what I mean.
It's very black and white. There's no nuance there. Like, nuance of all things is missing in the world at the minute. I feel like we're very one side or the other side in every aspect. Like, whether that's in, you know, about something like Brexit, or whether that's about gun control laws, or whether that's about, you know, there's literally no nuance to be found, it seems, in arguments.
Yeah.
On a grand scale. So please allow nuance in your small scale arguments. We need it. Nuance is great. Grey areas are great. Like, things aren't black and white. Things are up for discussion. And particularly in relationships, there's so much room to maneuver.
There is. And also, I think ultimatums force people to, you kind of force people to do something that they mightn't want to do. Mm. And you're not leaving room for compromise. You're not leaving room for a conversation or for understanding. It's like, do this or else. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen, or this won't happen, or whatever it is. And you're kind of almost removing choice.
Yeah.
Like, so either it could go one or two, it could go a couple of ways. I mean, if you gave someone an ultimatum, they're like, actually, do you know what? You're right. I'll cop on. I'll do this. I'll do that. Like, I'm not saying that it'd never work. It could. But what you'd be worried
about. It isn't fair.
No, it's not fair. But what I'd be more worried about is saying to someone, this is it. Either do this or I'm out. And they go, okay, I'll do that. And then you kind of have somebody held hostage.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be arm twisted or ultimatumed into staying in a relationship.
Absolutely not. So I just don't think it's a way. I don't think it's a way to manage.
No.
Any type of conflict.
That's so true. Like, that has happened to me in the past. Like, it's like, you do not want to be in a relationship where one or other party are there for any other reason than they want to be by their own free will.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be.
That's one of the things they ask you when you're getting married.
It is. Yeah. Are you here by choice? But like, it's so key. Like, you don't, like, you might be with, if you're with someone, yeah, you might be with them. But if they don't want to be there, if they truly, like, say, for instance, there's like a child involved and they're staying in the couple because, well, the child, you know, we're doing the best for the child. No, like, I would much rather be single and like destitute than be in a relationship where the other person didn't want to be in it.
Yeah.
Like, that would chip away at you, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Like, that would be awful.
Not a situation anyone wants to be in.
No, I don't think so.
So,
have you any more? Have you a next one? What's your final one?
My final one is nothing.
What?
It's saying absolutely nothing.
Ah, I was wondering where you were going with this.
My final one is, there is no final.
My final one is, we're going to end this episode. No.
Goodbye. No, it's, the final one is basically not engaging in the argument or not engaging in the fight and just doing nothing, like saying nothing. Somebody at you.
Can we call this, can we say that the final one is sulking?
Sulking.
Basically. Let's call it spade a spade.
And I think that works two ways. So you can react to somebody trying to fight you. And I say trying to fight you.
Trying to have an
argument or discussion.
Yeah.
By sulking.
Right.
Or you can sulk your way into an argument and you have the other person up the wall thinking like, what's wrong? Like, what? And you're just sitting there with a sulk on, having the hump.
Yeah.
And you're not engage in. So don't do it either way, because what you're doing is, I think ultimately what a sulk is doing is, if you're in a sulk, you're expecting the other person.
Andrea, I know we said we wouldn't say this, but calm down.
I'm sorry.
You're getting very worked up over there, you poor dog.
I know, but it's because.
No, I know. And in fairness, I think both of us have had experience in the past with sulkers.
Sulkers.
Yeah.
What you're expecting, if you sulk, what you're expecting the other person to do is, A, read your mind.
Yeah.
Identify what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to you with the solution.
Yeah.
So you,
and giving the silent treatment is, I think, immature.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. In an argument, or when, you know, you're having a heated discussion, or even if it's not a heated discussion, but like as you said, sometimes you just need to put pause on things
sometimes
and be like,
need a bit of time.
Isn't actually,
yes,
this isn't the time for it.
Fine.
Or
yeah.
I can't do this today. Or there could be, you know, so many reasons why you can't. That's one thing. But
verbalizing that is important.
Making that known.
Being like, look,
this isn't not important to me. This isn't something that I don't want to talk about. It's just I can't do it right now.
Yeah, I need a bit of time to cool off, to think, to whatever. Fine. Let the other person know.
Yes.
Don't just switch off and shut down and into like turned off robot mode.
No, because it gets nobody anywhere fast.
No.
Nobody anywhere fast.
And it's not, like I said, it's not mature. It's not, you know, you're kind of being a bit of a coward if you're sulking, because you're not facing the problem.
Yeah.
And you're also not expressing to the person that's in the argument with you why you are not engaging anymore.
What your problem is.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you can't, also, if you don't know what your problem is, how is the other person meant to A, identify what it is themselves, and B, help move past it?
Have you ever sulked?
Yes.
Oh my God, have you?
Yes. Who hasn't sulked?
No, I've definitely sulked, but I have sulked. My relationship or my argument style.
Yeah.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
Or my relationship style, I guess, is very much a communicative one. Like I'm very like, let's talk about this. Let's communicate. Let's hash it out.
Yeah.
I'm not the, I'm just going to sit here with a face on for hours until something happens. You know what I mean? I'm not a sulker.
You're not a sulker. Yeah.
But, and I'm especially not the type to be in the middle of an argument and then just go, all right, Grant. And then
shut down.
That's not me. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
However, I have been known to seethe.
Oh.
I'm going to say. So I don't sulk, but I, like something will happen and I will onboard it, and then I will ruminate and I will marinate and I will slosh around in the anger and the rage and I will let it get
fester.
I will let it into every pore.
Yeah.
And then I will be confronted about why I'm in bad form.
Yeah.
And then there's an argument. So if we can consider, if you would consider that sulking.
That's different.
I think there's a difference between sulking and seething.
And but like, yeah, both.
But I do.
Ill-advised.
Don't do either.
Yeah.
But I do a really good seethe.
As an adult, I'd do that more than I'd sulk. But I know I would have been a grade A sulker in a previous life.
I must chat to some people who knew me as a child.
Yeah.
And ask if I was a sulker, because I don't remember.
Yeah.
I could well have been. I don't recall being much for sulking.
I recall. Do you know what? Do you know? Let me set the
scene.
Are
you still a sulker?
No.
Be honest now.
No, honestly.
Andrea.
What I like to do is have it out. And you know I like to have it out.
Yeah,
because sometimes
I
try and have it out more than I should have it out. And it's like, hey, do we need to have a talk about this?
Put it back in.
Can you put that back in? Don't take it out.
Can we not have
But this? Yeah, the thing for me is, remembering sulking, prime example, or if you're wondering if you've ever sulked, or you know, if somebody around you is sulking or they're seething or whatever, if you've ever stormed into a room and shut the door and not
stormed into a room
or
by yourself
or shut the door and had somebody on the other side of the door and then being like, hey, are you all right? This is the child, by the way. Ashton was horrified. But you know, when you're like,
you should see my face. I wish you could see my face.
You know, like when you're in an absolute rage and you're like, no, sitting on the other side of the door, will you just tell me what's wrong? No. Like, I don't understand why you're upset. Can you just tell me what's wrong? No.
Okay.
And not only are you sulking.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. See what I mean? Can confirm. I don't remember, but I know I didn't do that as a child.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Whoa.
So refusing to communicate.
You've brought that into adulthood. Don't lie.
Ah, no.
Ah, you have.
Ah, no.
Ah, come on.
Not recently. No, like when I was younger, I would have been like
a fortnight ago.
Honestly, come on now.
No, I'm joking.
No, but you're right. As a young adult, let's say
you did.
I definitely would have, because I didn't really understand how to fight be in conflict. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't.
Or argument, or have don't. Like,
and like, we're not experts, but we're just. This is actually, to be fair, these lists are probably from us making the mistake, so you don't have to.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, these are things that I've done that I don't advise because they have not bloody worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so throwing your weight around, being sarcastic,
having a sulk,
telling people to calm down, like. None of those things. I have done them all. Mm. Maybe not the sulk thing, but I've definitely done the rest.
Yeah.
I have never said to someone, I'm going to cheat on you if you, you know, I've
no,
never,
I've
done,
never
that.
Done that.
I've never done that. But like the rest, yeah, I've pretty much ticked all those boxes.
Yeah.
And I've done I've discovered the very, very not correct way to argue.
Yeah.
And so I now, as a 34-year-old woman, have figured out what is the best, most respectful way to argue. And thankfully, it always results in, because arguments happen and arguments are fine and arguments are healthy.
And normal.
It always results in a resolution.
Yeah.
And it results in neither party, you know, it basically doesn't make things any worse.
Yeah. That's what you're trying to avoid.
Because you're already having a disagreement. The last thing you want is to have a disagreement and then also call your husband a prick.
Yeah.
You know?
That's going to end in tears.
Although, you know, maybe they are a prick. But don't say it. You know?
Yeah.
We can't. We're not all perfect.
It's hard.
That's tough. Will we wrap this up?
I think so.
Sorry, listeners. You can't see this, but Andrea has been doing all sorts of batshit stuff with her hair for the last, I'd say, 5-6 minutes. And it's taken everything in my power to just ignore her and plow on with the episode. Meanwhile, she's over there, like, it's like the bloody Las Vegas fountain show, except with hair. I don't know what she's playing at. Anyway,
sorry.
It has been very distracting, and I think I deserve some props for not addressing it before now.
I didn't even realise.
Are we about to have an argument?
No, because I'm not going to fight with you.
You're going to sulk.
I'm going to sulk.
And that, my friends, was the sound of a door slamming, and Andrea is now. Okay. That was our guide to not having a completely shite, immature argument with your partner.
Exactly. So don't do this.
Don't do what we did. Don't make our mistakes.
No.
We now know better. And now so do you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We're not experts.
No, God.
I always feel like I should say at the start and at the end of every episode, neither of us are experts. You're just chatting to your mates here. That's all we are.
Just learning from other people.
Learning from your pals.
Yeah.
Until next week. Actually, we'd love, as we always would, we'd love an L review.
Honestly,
we'd love an L comment. We'd love an L follow.
Sharing.
Whatever.
Sharing on social media. Sharing with your friends.
Tell a friend.
Just tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Because you know what's happened? We're in an echo chamber of our own making. So we have arrived at a place where the people that listen to the podcast are the people that listen to the podcast, and therefore the people that listen to the podcast are the ones that are like, well, I've already reviewed, I've already rated, I already follow.
Yeah.
So what we'd love you to do is, if you can think of someone that you know, whether it's in work, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, whether it's whatever, that you think they'd like this podcast.
Yeah. Or even if there's a particular episode that you're like, actually, they'd knock a bit of crack out of that.
Totally. Send it on.
Send it on.
Let them have a listen.
And
share
then,
the love.
Listen, what happens after that? That's not your responsibility.
That's not your business.
But if they get in here and they're enjoying it.
Yeah. And if they get in here, and they hate it, chances are they're not going to go back to you and be like, here.
Hated that.
Hated that.
You know? And also, if you are going to give a review, 5 stars, please.
You never fail to push for the 5.
I mean, what
you
do
don't
I
ask,
say?
You don't get. There you That's go. What you always say. With that said, we are now going to wrap up. I am going to have to be airlifted from this position on the couch because my limbs have seized up.
Well, 3, 2, 1 it.
Oh my God, I don't know if 3, 2, 1 will do it. I think I might have to go 10, 9, 8 like a bloody rocket launch. I think we're going to have to do a full Houston, we have a problem. Like, we're going to get to 1 and I'm going to be like, no, still can't move. I did some serious gymming and I'm in pain. Until next week, you guys, thanks so much for listening. Stay safe.
Have fun.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.